Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Time for that tasty review, Allie.
Oh, tasty? I don't know about tasty, let me tell you. Oh, because I went to see Hustlers this weekend. And first of all, can I just say, people that don't buy tickets online, I don't understand you. You are weird. The people that go and wait in line, and there's this like long line. And,
yeah.
Like, so I go to, we went to the Ridge. I was with Pottery Guy, a little date night.
Aww.
Went to the Ridge in New Berlin, and I'm bought my tickets online because it was a Saturday night. Just bought them on the app or whatever.
Buy them online.
And then I have them on my phone and I get in there and I'm thinking everybody's buying them on their online because you have to reserve seats now.
Yes.
So it's a Saturday night. Like what if you get there and there's no seats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or what
for
if you
the
get
movie you want?
Or worse, you're stuck down in the front, very front
Which
row, all the way to the
what
side.
What could happen?
Yes.
Totally.
Yes. It's the worst.
You know, so it happened with my son's birthday party. We took up like three rows. And I remember looking down and going, that one family had no idea there was a birthday. They should have booked before.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. You would have known there were no seats for you in the back.
Yeah.
But so I go there and I was so happy. So I just want to throw that out there. Buy your movie passes online.
Yes.
Walk right up, have them scan it and keep it moving because we passed like 25 people doing that.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why people are wasting their time.
And the Marcus app is super easy to use,
oh,
by the
so
way.
Easy.
So easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
So simple. And so yeah. So anyway, go see Hustlers. And I was like super disappointed.
Really?
Oh, dude.
I thought it was going to be so much better. Like, it's not that it was bad, but it was kind of like a chick flick in the end. I thought it was going to be like more adult sexual, like, you know, story about these strippers ripping off the guys on Wall Street because they were just awful human beings and didn't care about any of us and during the recession.
Yeah.
But it was kind of corny at times. Like, I don't, and maybe it's because they were corny because they're strippers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, honestly. But J-Lo plays like the head one who organizes the whole thing where they start drugging and ripping these guys off. They run their credit cards and then they bring them back and the guys can't tell anyone because they've been cheating on their wives or spending $5,000 at a strip club the night before.
Uh-huh.
So they're not telling anyone. They're just getting taken for it.
Uh-huh.
And the weird part was these guys would keep coming back.
Yeah.
Like they would come like four times before they would quit.
Well, these guys were making
Stupid.
Money hand over fist too at that time.
Yeah, they
were
dumb
rich
millions.
Dudes.
Millions.
And
they
millions.
Talk about that in the movie, the layers of men. They would go, they knew which guys to go for and
yeah.
who would spend the most and who were the cheap ones and stuff. But I was shocked. Cardi B and Lizzo, tiny parts.
I did
Cardi
hear
B's
that.
Barely in it. Cardi B's barely in it, but Cardi B is funny. Lizzo, super quick.
Yeah.
Just plays one of the girls in the strip club.
Oh, man.
You don't see her that long, but Cardi B was really funny. But obviously, J-Lo and who is it? Candace Wu, I want to say.
Yeah.
From...
gets the most screen time.
From I'm blanking out on Crazy Rich Asians. Thank you.
I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to be offensive. I'm like,
that's the name of
the movie.
The movie is called Crazy Rich Asians.
But I didn't know that she was for sure in it. You know?
Okay.
So, So, it was interesting because it's a true story, but... Oh.
Gibbons has his hand up,
it
yes.
It was kind of corny at times.
Okay, there's like a two thumbs up, whatever the Siskel and Ebert review was. You get right. One thumb up, two thumbs up. One thumb, half up. How would you rate it?
Pottery Guy fell asleep, by the way. And it's
whoa!
So if that tells you anything during a movie about strippers,
if he fell asleep, yeah.
What does that tell you?
Dude,
tells you the seats are really comfortable in those Marcus theaters.
Well, he even said that he's like, I got the love seat.
Yes.
And he goes, I've never sat in one of these. I go, how have you never sat? Has anyone go to the movies? Hello.
Yeah.
How have you never sat in the Dream Loungers, dude? They're phenomenal.
The first time you sit in one of those, it
Maybe
is
that's
an experience.
Why he fell asleep.
It's over. Yeah.
Because you're like reclined back.
It is game over. Because you're not used to the back all crunched over and the flip down seat. It's not like that anymore.
Well, and the couple next to us had a blanket. And I was like, what the hell are you doing under your blanket? But I've never even thought to bring a blanket.
Oh, I have.
It's like a whole nother step.
Yes,
you
it
sicko,
is.
You
yes, it is.
Kevin said I bring a blanket
You're
to the
damn
movies.
Damn right, dude.
And then I'll just leave it at that. I'm not
so
say
how many stars? I mean, thumbs or how many stars would you give it?
I have
zero
two
to
thumbs.
Zero to five.
Two thumbs.
Two
one
thumbs,
thumb.
Yes.
I'll give one. Because I would say, it's not that you shouldn't go see it. Just don't have high expectations. It's going to be this Oscar movie. You know
no.
what I mean? It's more of kind of...
Hold on, though.
About the relationship
People's...
the women had together. But you do see, like, J-Lo
That's...
puts it down. With You could probably
Done.
Just YouTube the strip club scene that she does. She does, like, her opening part, she comes out and does a hell of a dance.
But,
so.
Allie, seeing that on the big screen is enough for the price of admission for me. I would go see it, I swear to God, just
and
for
they
that.
Had a body double for J-Lo. I just want to throw it out there.
What?
No, you could tell. Like, some of it was hers. You could tell when it was her body and when it wasn't. I could, because that's what I was thinking about. Now, I'm probably ruining it for you by telling you this, because you're going to think about this. But
hell no.
She's doing this whole scene, you know, like the three-minute dance where she makes her entrance in the movie. Because she's the star of the club. She makes the most money. Men love her. But there were times where she was spinning around, and I was like, that's not her butt. I was like, that's not her butt.
That's a butt double.
And they would do the shot where you could see her face, and you would see her face, and back to no face, and I'd be like, body double. Yeah. And then you would see her face and her body, and I'd be like, okay, that's her. But the stuff they do with movies now, man.
Was there nudity at all? Or was this like a PG-13?
We saw boobs.
Okay.
No, it's rated R. All right. This takes place in a strip club, for Christ's sake.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're talking about Hustlers with J-Lo and Cardi B and Lizzo and all them.
If you saw it this weekend, you can text to 71037.
Are they texting?
Yes, Allie, you're not the only one who didn't think it was great.
What'd they say?
Super corny. Someone texted to 71037.
I was sad.
And my boyfriend fell asleep, too. So,
two dudes fell asleep during a strip club movie? What does that tell you?
That's a bummer right there.
Take that other thumb and put it down.
Honestly, though, man.
Jeez. There you go.
I honestly don't know of anyone who has kids and are married that can actually afford to go to the movie theater anymore. Being a mom kind of sucks a little.
Right.
Well, fun date night out. I mean, come on. Right?
Go buy it on your. You can buy the movie for $12. Then go to the movies for $13. Yes. What do you want?
103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.